Nestor.
Billy.
How are you?
How are you?
Pretty good.
I feel like a real schmuck for the other day.
Well, you deserve it.
I deserve...
You hung me up.
I hung you up.
That's all right.
I tied you up.
Yeah, to be honest, it's, you know, I never really feel that bad about missing interviews. No disrespect intended, but it does get boring talking about oneself over and over again. So
That's
like let me out of a little work that day.
All right. Well, you let me out of some work too, so
okay.
I don't feel so bad. I think it was a quote in Rolling Stone a couple weeks ago about REM. They were sitting around with a reporter saying about how tired they were of talking about themselves. He said it's like being a wet mop, and he said Mike Mills said that as long as he can do it at his current salary, everything is fine. So anyway, how is the tour shaping up, and when do you get out and stuff? I'm coming to Asbury Park tomorrow. I thought you were playing.
Well, we would like to have been playing, but there were a few factors that were involved that made it impossible for us to do it, unfortunately. I don't want to get into the particulars, but it just didn't work out. We hoped that we would be able to do it, but it is not to be, so we're going to Detroit.
You're going to Detroit, huh?
Yeah.
So what's in the set, and how did you do it differently than last year?
What's in the set? You have to come and see it.
Come on, I raved about you last time.
I know, but we've got a lot of surprises here. We're doing some songs we've never done before. We're starting right from the beginning. We're doing some from Tail to Tape and everything up to the present. But we're doing a few songs we've never done before. We've rearranged a few songs. We have a fabulous new version of The Stroke.
Yeah?
Which will blow you away.
I didn't mind the first version,
you know,
so.
But, you know, just after you do a song for 10 years, sometimes you want to change it a little bit, you know. I just felt that it was time to bring it into the 90s, so that's what we did.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. Now, what happened with Jimmy Crespo? Why is he not with you, or...
Well, first of all, he lives in California, so it doesn't make it that easy to play with the guy.
And you're a New Yorker.
Yeah, with the whole band lives in New York. So logistically, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as easy as it would be. And there's just another guy here in New York, this guy, Larry Mitchell, who's the premier guitar player in New York, who has really wanted to be in the band. And we he auditioned for the band the last tour, and I thought that he was too good, you know, too talented to be backing me up, and I told him that. But I ran into him again this year, and he still very much wanted to do it, and I felt, if he wants to do it that much, I'm a fool not to let him do it.
Right.
It just worked out that way, but I'm very happy with him. He's a great player, and he's a great attitude.
So after listening to Creatures of Habit here, I noticed no change in style in Billy Squire. Is that correct?
No change?
No change.
Certainly no basic change. You know, I mean, the fundamentals are still intact. I think that the songs are a bit better from a writing standpoint. I mean, I have taken a lot of personal pride in a lot of these songs. But, you know, the basic style hasn't changed.
Right. Well, I mean, how long did it take you to put this baby together? I mean, you were here last December. I mean, this is a year and a half ago. You were on the road, right?
I started writing it last February. I wrote it, you know, did the writing in the spring, and we recorded it. Started in June, and we were finished, I think, in November.
So you just laid it all down, and here you are again.
I want to put it out in November because it's Christmas isn't a good time to... You know, to put something out. So it's actually been done, but it came out in April. So it had been done for 5 months before it came out.
Have you been doing any gigs or no?
No. Mm-mm. Just hanging around. You know.
So last time...
It's been easy. Actually, I was doing a lot of traveling. I did a lot of advance work for this. You know, going around to different cities and conventions and stations and stuff like that. Which I did at the time.
Right.
That was a good idea.
Do you enjoy that?
Yes and no. I think it's a very valuable thing to do. You know, I think that people who are really involved in the business and are sincere about it appreciate you making that sort of effort. And I think that, you know, it's very important, I think, to do what we can do in, you know, in our own behalf. It's a very, very competitive business, and there are a lot of people out there who are trying to make it. And I think that, you know, if you believe in what you're doing, you owe it to yourself to do it. So in that sense, I get a lot of satisfaction out of it. It's not always the most fun. You know, I'd rather be playing than talking, but...
All right. I mean,
I realize the value of it, so in that sense, I do appreciate it.
Do you really long to get back to that level where you were, you know, 8-10 years ago, where you were playing real big arenas and selling them out?
Not really. Not really. I mean, I would I would always like to play bigger and bigger, you know, places and play to more and more people. But the reality for me now is that I've got the band, the best band I've ever had. I think I have the best material I've ever had. So what I'm actually getting out of the music is more than I was getting out of it then. You know, I think my situation from a personal standpoint is far better. You know, and so I don't sit at home and go, gee, I wish I were playing, you know, the Capitol Center instead of this other place. It doesn't equate to me. I mean, someday I hope that, you know, that will come, but it's not really on my mind.
Right.
It doesn't bother me.
Now, last time
you'd be out playing.
Last time we talked, you were Capitol bashing. Is that still a
me?
No. I've got evidence.
Never. You must have been talking to someone else. No, I'm very pleased with the label. I think that there was certainly a period that was they were pretty down and out. I think that's pretty well known. You know, that's a known fact throughout the industry. But they've made a lot of changes. They've totally reorganized and brought in a lot of new people, and they're really very together now. I'm very pleased. I think it's the best the label's ever been in all the time I've been with them.
So
I'm quite happy with them.
I could probably agree with you. Just, you know, judging from what I'm hearing on the radio and what I'm seeing. I mean, I've already gotten 4 discs from Creatures of Habit. So me and all my friends have the new Billy Squier album.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they're really hitting me hard. I don't know if they're hitting anybody else hard.
Oh, I'm sure they are. No, I'm very happy with that. They're hot, and it's a whole new ball game over there.
And this is just a year and a half ago. Is that how quickly things can change around there?
No, they were starting it then. It was the changeover was taking place then. So at that point in time, it was too early to see, you know, the results of the change. But it's been about 2 years in the making.
So do you feel like you got jobbed on Signs of Life? I mean, I thought that album was a lot better an album than the public got to see. I mean, I know you said that about the previous two albums as well, but...
Yeah, I do, sure. But, you know, it's not... I don't think that I got singled out. I think everyone at the label suffered. You know, I don't think it was a particular, you know, vendetta against me. I think that the label wasn't doing well by any of their artists, really.
Well, I think your exact quote to me was, I don't want to make records anymore for people who don't want to promote them. And
I think that's a pretty valid argument, you know. It's I care a lot about what I do, and I don't want to spend, you know, my time, my blood, sweat, and tears, and money doing something and have someone throw it away. I think that's a fair, you know, it's fair to expect that other people who are being paid to theoretically do a job should do it. But at this point, as I said, that doesn't seem to be a problem now.
Now, how many songs got released even off the last album? It was Don't Say You Love Me, and then there was another one, right? One more?
Don't Say You Love Me, Tied Up, and Don't Let Me Go.
Don't Let Me Go. Okay, we heard those two, but Tied Up I never heard. And
well, Tied Up
was the best song maybe you've ever done. I still go to Hammerjacks, and I'm buddies with the DJ there, and he cranks it up every now and then.
They didn't put out a video for it, which...
Did you shoot one or no?
No, they said they had guaranteed that they would do that, and because we weren't going on tour for till the fall, we needed a video out, and they pulled the money on it.
And your tour was pretty short to begin with, right?
Yeah. Well, as I said, it wasn't a very good situation over there at that time.
So were you kind of disappointed with the way the tour turned out?
No, the tour was great.
I think the crowd the night I was there, Richie, was kind of lame. You know.
Most of the shows I thought were really good, so I actually enjoyed them. I found, by and large, that the people who came were definitely, you know, big Billy Squier fans. They made us feel very much at home.
Right. Well, I told you last time I thought you should have been playing Hammerjacks, and now you're coming back and playing it. I mean,
yeah, we're doing it, right?
The place you played there before was the concrete slab.
Where did we play?
The Ritchie Coliseum, College Park, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That was weird.
Bathrooms with the doors ripped off and stuff. No toilet papers.
Yeah, I remember now.
Real nasty situation.
It's all coming back to me.
It's all coming back to me.
It was a miserable night, too.
Yeah, it was a snowy night. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that was an interesting place.
So,
hopefully I'll never see again.
Tell me about She Goes Down. Where does the inspiration for these things come from?
I don't know where the inspiration of that came from, to be totally honest. I mean...
Were you familiar with the Motley Crue song?
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
So I didn't know about that until I finished the record, and I was at Capitol, and a girl who works there told me that they had written a song called that. So I was totally oblivious to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard it. Actually, I don't even know what it's like. But.
So when did you write this one, yours?
I wrote it last year. I wrote all the songs last year between February and April.
What inspires you to write such such a title?
That song I can't answer. I honestly don't know. It just popped into my head. It was not... You know, it wasn't something that I'd been thinking about or some sort of theme that was rolling around in my head. Or it just...
Sexual?
Huh?
Sexual?
No. No, I mean, you probably know me well enough by now. You know, I'm happy for people to be provoked into thinking things like that. I think that's kind of the fun of some songs like that, that you can, you know, people can make it whatever they want.
Like The Stroke.
Yeah, exactly.
What is The Stroke? Have we ever figured that out?
The Stroke was, The Stroke for me was about business, what people, you know, Machiavellian tendencies of people in business. You know, but obviously...
It was sexual to everyone else.
Or sexual overtones, which was fine. As I said, for me, that's a good thing. You know, I want to be able to provoke people as much as I can, but I'm not... You know, I think, you know, I'm a pretty serious person in terms of my writing. I don't think, ever slip into writing something which would be as, you know, mundane or frivolous as...
Just writing trash, basically.
Like, you know...
Right.
So generally, people always say, what she goes down about? And I say, well, I can tell you it's not about what you're thinking right now.
One more song on the album to discuss was Hollywood. Is that kind of a little personal experience kind of thing for you?
Well, it's certainly something that I'm aware of. It was not written about a personal experience, but it's something that I'm aware of and what goes on. Again, that I used Hollywood to, because I think that, it, from a poetic standpoint, it was the best metaphor to use.
Right, it's just symbolic, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it could be anywhere. It's what people, you know, again, it's me talking about what happens when you're, you know, living in the world of, you know, make-believe, stardom and all that sort of thing, and the realities and unrealities of those situations. And Hollywood is the mecca of that, so it's a symbol. That's why it worked to use that as the title of the song. But it wasn't based, like, on any particular experience that I had in Hollywood or anything like that.
Yeah, I figured as much. I just thought that, you know, the ups and downs that you've had in your career, sort of now you're sort of going back up.
Right. Hopefully.
Hopefully. For you.
It feels like it's going up. Maybe going up slowly, but as I said, it feels great.
Well, it should feel like it's coming up. I think it is. I mean, you're certainly a little more higher profile now than you even were a year ago or 2 years ago, but I think you got Joplin, Don't Say You Love Me. That was a better song.
We come back to this one, you know? Nothing is lost. You know,
it's like the newspaper business. There's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, you know, the records are still there. They can still be consumed. You know, and if this record is big or whatever, people go back and buy the other ones. You never lose anything, really. It just is lying dormant somewhat.
Right. You got to wake it up.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've had enough of me so far, and I'm going to go and look forward to seeing you on June 11th and the new version of The Stroke, and I'll tout it as
much more
bigger than life.
Yeah.
Beware of Baltimore Nesters, only one of me. Take care, Billy. Have fun on the road. Sorry I'm missing you tomorrow there.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.